Hello, and welcome to the Joyful Rebels podcast, where rebellion meets wellness. We've got Claire and Donna Thomas here, your mother-daughter duo, and we are here to bring you insight, some science, and maybe some laughs in our shared pursuit of finding more peace, more joy, and more balance in our physical and mental health. Thank you so much for listening, for joining us today, as we share some practical tips to empower you on your journey to living your best life. So we're going to continue with this new format that we've been playing around with for the past few weeks because we're enjoying it. Right? I think we're having fun with it. So we've been calling it Ask the Joyful Rebels. You ask, we answer. So Mom, I'm going to present this week's question and then I'll hand the mic over to you.
Okay.
So this week for Ask the Joyful Rebels, how do you navigate the balance between setting challenging goals, fitness or otherwise, and practicing self-compassion when it comes to your body and your abilities?
I know. I like that it's like a big goal, but then the other end of it is with compassion toward the, how I interpret it was the progress or the performance of it. Which I got to admit that in my past, I haven't always parsed that out and I've kind of rolled it all together and I haven't been that successful with it. So I'm really glad that, that we do get a chance to talk about it from a couple of different perspectives. And I wonder if, you know, how similar we'll be on this one, because even though we're different generations, we tend to think in some of the same lanes, but let's see if that holds true today. I came up with a couple of examples in my life with this navigating and having balance with goals and progress, because in one area, I feel like I'm kind of killing it. And in another area, I'm not. and here's what I learned when I had a chance to compare and contrast those two situations and how they feel and how they play out in my life is it really boils down to, I know what matters to me. And, you know, I'll start there and probably finish there, but I have a way better, I'll say it this way. I have a way better idea what matters to me. And that is the thing that I hold on to without a super tight grip, but one that's got enough stickiness to it that I don't forget it. Because I don't know about you, but I can get caught off guard. And if I see something that looks appealing, I kind of want to go that direction, or I'll be inspired by somebody I've met and I'll be like, oh, that sounds really good. Like I get my inspiration in lots of different places, but it doesn't always align with what really matters to me. So let's see if I can bring it to life here. In terms of weightlifting, which I know I've talked about it, but again, as women, we got to be weightlifting. So I don't mind bringing that back into the conversation. How I try to balance the goals and the compassion for meeting the goals is I tend to video the last set of what I'm doing. And I don't know if it started with, that's when I remembered and said like, hey, could you film this so I can see what it looked like? There might be an element of that. I don't know. But what I found was that, you know, the last set. So for me, I tend to train in sets of five. So the fifth set is what I'm capturing on video. And what I see is all the form breaks. Like I want to learn from them. I want to see like, as I'm tired, how my form is not like the first set. You know, I've got some fatigue that has set in. It's not insta pretty. It's not at all. I'm kind of like, I look so gassed. And I, you know, so I'm capturing that. So it's not for the benefit of being able to post it. Like, look at me, which I don't think there's anything really inherently wrong with that, but I don't want to chase that as the goal. But what it shows me is that I have vulnerability that I'm willing to show, which I feel is really universal. And I'm attracted to that when somebody shows me who they really are. I want to connect with them more. And that goes for myself as well. So it shows me vulnerability and effort. And that's where I come to. If I'm in a situation where I can express and live in a vulnerability that's appropriate to what I'm doing, I like that. And effort, like trying matters to me. It really does. And when I try many times, not 100%, but many times, I succeed. So the trying is the precursor to any performance. And the performance part of it is just something I don't really want to get attached to. I find when I do that in my life, and it's really got to be like, I have to either get this this specific client, or I have to get this, you know, public speaking gig or I've got my hand really wrapped tightly around the end product, I fail most often, and it's not as fun. And I tend to veer from the things that really matter to me. So here's an example of, I can see the vulnerability, I can see the effort. So me, I'm encouraged to continue to weightlift. Okay, so that's a place where I'm really, I feel like I'm feeling good about that effort. That's not every sphere in my life, because when we talk about physical health, mental wellness, I'm really exploring writing to create, to put my story down for purposes of public speaking, and to really encapsulate, you know, the 6 years that I had four major joints replaced is a story that I think somebody will need to hear, and I need to say it. So I took my inspiration from you, Claire, and you were like, hey, I'm just going to write 15 minutes a day. And then you'll wind up gaining traction. You'll think about it during the day and think, and really has, it's kept it top of mind where I'm like, okay, I'm going to go here now with this story. Here's a facet of it I've unlocked from my memory. So I love that and felt like I really had a running start and I did a really great job. And then life came in. And I'm going to say for the last 3 weeks, I have been skidding to a halt and I haven't written at much, if anything. And it, so one might think you'd be like, oh, I could be really down on myself. I'm not following through with this 15-minute suggestion of writing and getting into that habit. But what I realized is that I do have it in my calendar still, that I had a big enough reason to not write every day like I said I was going to. And I didn't feel bad about it because I wasn't attached to the fineries of writing and making it like all really great and prepackaged and beautiful. I just was like, I'm still thinking about it. So when I sat down to write, I had this kind of word vomit, not so much that I caught up, but I didn't miss a step. Mm-hmm. And along the way, I still felt like I was vulnerable in the process and I still had effort. And it wasn't the effort that I thought it was, like producing something every, 15 minutes a day. I had a gap. But then it was still top of mind and I did. And then I was able to, and it's not about catching up, but I felt like I was able to express myself where I didn't feel like I had abandoned my original goal. So again, part of it for me is I just have to know what's important to me. Is it important for me to have the end product or the journey along the way for setting a goal and having compassion with it? Is that I show up with whatever I'm doing with a sense of vulnerability that I'm going to put myself out there and produce effort, whether it's consistent, whether it's how I thought it should be or would be, but the effort is there. And when I hit those two markers, I feel good and I'm like, I'm okay, I can keep going. So I'm learning along the way, but the overall thread and the arc of the things that light me up are still there. Does that ever happen to you, Claire? Or when you press play, are you like, I'm in?
No, I say what you said totally resonates with me. And it's interesting because before you started talking about it, you said, I wonder if we're going to be similar in our answers to it. And man, it's very similar how we address this question. And I think, honestly, to take one step back, I don't know that I would have answered this question today or been in such agreement with you if we haven't been living and exploring this space for so long. Mm. I think that some of these ways of reflecting and talking about something important like balance, that doesn't just come, at least to me, like supernaturally. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, I know exactly how I need to be balancing it. No, it takes reflection and thinking about it and spending time in this space. So I really love how you talked about vulnerability and effort and trying, because it's the consistency, right? But it's not necessarily the end goal. So I really appreciate when you talked about writing, because that hits home for me as well. It's not necessarily, did I hit X number of words per day, finish it this amount of time? Are you thinking about it? Is there still some of that mental effort, right? So the end, how you define effort can be different. And I think having that flexibility is really important. When you said, I know what matters to me, or I have a better idea of what matters to me, that leads me into my response to this question. So how do I navigate the balance between setting a challenging goal and having some compassion? I have what I would describe as a newer strategy for myself, and it really comes down to an awareness. And if that's not one of the buzzwords of the Joyful Rebels, I don't know what it is. when I decide a new goal, when I decide, oh, I think that's something that I'd like to do. And, you know, you can have a dedicated time of goal setting where you're journaling, where you're going through, you know, a worksheet, something where you're deciding what you want to do. But sometimes, and Mom, you mentioned maybe I'm scrolling or I'm talking to someone and an idea pops in my head, I want to do that. Instead of just full steam ahead with a goal that pops in my head, I stop and I reflect on what's the source, what's the motivation for that goal. One example is I might be scrolling through social media. I see someone who's running a 5K and I go, or squatting a certain amount of weight. Oh, I want to do that. And I just add it to my list of goals. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to reflect back and I'm going to ask myself, why? Why is that a goal that I want to do? So if I'm asking myself why to a certain goal, maybe the answer is really surface level, right? Maybe it's something to do with the aesthetics of it. Or my ego. Oh, I saw that person running. I want to run too. Or I saw that person doing this move in the gym. I really want to do that too. And on some level, that's okay. I'm not saying that that can't be a motivation. Oh, to do something fun because I saw someone else do it. But I really need to ask myself, is that the type of thing that's going to keep me focused and disciplined when this motivation goes away? Because I might be gung-ho. I want to do 5 pull-ups because I saw someone and their back was ripped and I want that too. Is that going to keep me wanting to practice it multiple times a week? Like, probably not if the reason is really surface level. If I have a goal and I ask myself why I want to do it and the answer is coming from a pain point, and we've talked about this before on the podcast. Historically, if you're making a decision because you're feeling some type of negative emotion surrounding that goal, whether it's shame, embarrassment, you're looking back to something you used to be able to do, you're comparing yourself negatively to someone else. When the pain fades, usually the desire to change your pre-existing patterns or habits fades as well, right? And so this would come up for me all the time with drinking. So I lived in a very long gray period where I wanted to stop drinking or to cut down on drinking or to moderate drinking. I would wake up and I would not feel 100%. Or I'd get that hangxiety, which we talk about that, you know, awesome. We'd explore the story of the neurotransmitters when it comes to hangxiety, which is a real thing happening in your brain if you experience that. So I'd wake up, oh, I'm done. Like, I'm going to cut back. I'm not going to drink today. Forget the wine. I don't want to do it. But then, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock happens. I'm not feeling bad anymore. My motivation to change the habit, to reach for this new goal also went away. So that's really been a huge wake-up call for me because it wasn't just the drinking. There's a lot of things that happen when I decide I want to do something. Oh, I wanted to start running. Why? Is it because I saw someone run a 5K and I reflected that, oh, I used to be able to do that and then I'm feeling like bad about it? I don't want to make my decisions and my goals for how I'm going to live my life based on those negative feelings. There are plenty of good, legit reasons to want to do X, Y, and Z, for example, running the 5K, but I need to ask myself, what's my motivation for setting that goal now? Am I striking a balance between challenging myself and having that compassion? So coming back to what you said, Mom, I know what matters to me, or I have a better idea of what matters to me. When I have this goal that I want to achieve, I'm going to ask myself why. Maybe I'm asking myself why more than once. Maybe I'm trying to dig a little bit deeper than that surface level. And then it might come down to, does this new goal align with one of my core values? And that reminds me, Mom, of when you were saying the thread that connects it all, that thing that's running through it. Because if it's connecting to my core value of getting stronger, of being healthier, living a longer life. We talked about if you're a woman, you should be lifting weights, right? Mm-hmm. For the health of it, for the longevity of it. Being a good example to my kids, that drives me a lot. Another big one when we're talking about fitness goals and things like lifting, for me, a big why is to shift my attention away from being obsessed with body image and focusing it on things like, what can I do with this body? Like that's a way where you could take it. It might have originally been a motivation from a pain point. Oh, like I need to work out, right? I need to lose X amount of pounds. I'm going to take my energy, my limited amount of mental energy, believe me, it's limited up there. And I'm going to say, no, I want to get stronger. I want to squat this amount because of all the positives that come with being stronger. And I've already identified that that's one of my values. Like, I want to go for that in life. And so by shifting the perspective there, and by, again, I'm drawn to this thing, this thread that's running through so many of my goals, then I feel like there's a balance there. There's a balance between I can set something that's challenging, but also I've got some compassion for myself, and I'm being realistic in that I understand motivation is going to go away. Mm-hmm. We all know motivation is going to go away. But if it's something that there's that deeper why there, then it's going to, you know, increase my consistency. And I love that you said, Mom, trying matters. Mm-hmm. Trying matters. Doing things that you aren't necessarily super hyped up to do. I think those are the moments when we're growing, right? That's when that vulnerability is there. Can you still show up and do something you said you were going to do when mm-hmm. you don't feel like doing it? Because I mean, that's life. I am not always motivated to move my body. Most times I'm not, if I'm being completely honest. But same. I'm going to show up because the underlying reason is what matters. I just want to throw out there really quick, if you're thinking about goal setting and all that, we do have an episode, Successful Habit Tracking, which is a way if you've like got a goal and you want to move toward it, and Time to Build That Habit, which is one of our oldies but goodies. If you want more, like, I do have an idea of a goal I want more structure on how to, you know, work at it sustainably. But with all of that, that just spilled out of my mouth as we're talking, what are you thinking? Are you surprised that we align in what we're thinking about?
What I'm finding is we are all connected. And as we go through the topics and we continue to share ideas, just have conversation where we can learn and grow together. And I don't think we're unique here, Claire. I think this is for all of us women. And I don't even think it has a gender boundary, that we can come from different stations in life, from different generations, from different value systems that we're starting. But when we have conversation, we come together. And so I love it when we have a topic and we may have different examples, but the heart space is still the same. Mm-hmm. And we are more connected than we are different. And I don't ever want to miss that opportunity to highlight that for all of us. So if anybody out there is ever feeling like lonely, or you're not feeling like your circle is that wide or whatever, the seasons that we're going in, we're going to keep going through them. We're going to keep having conversation. And whether Claire and I agree on things or not, I think this is representative of just being part of a community. So thanks for listening. For those of you guys that have been so loyal and watching us grow and our relationship change and the things that we talk about gets a chance to flesh out. But thank you, because all of this has been really fun, and I just like the connection of it. I like where it's going. I have no idea where it's going to go, but I like the ride, and I hope that you like the ride too. So Claire, thanks for being on the ride with me and them. And if you want to bring us home, please do so. But I'm just grateful, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to say that.
You know, I'll end on the same note. I think that we're learning and growing together. And just to echo what I said right in the beginning, that how I answer these questions the past few weeks would have been different when my head and my heart was not in this space. So the fact that we get to chat about it, and all of you listening are thinking about it, are doing your own work, we're proud of you, and we're so glad that you're joining us on this ride. So until next time, Rebels.